It has been 79 days since Australia's first death was recorded, and the national toll now stands at 100. Alice Bacon died yesterday. She was a resident at Newmarch House in Western Sydney. The 93-year-old was the 19th resident from the aged care home to die from the virus, while four nursing homes around Melbourne are still closed after residents tested positive at facilities in Caulfield and Camberwell. And residents of New South Wales are being encouraged to get out and see the state from next month, with the state government confirming it will lift a ban on regional travel. Now, it's hoped the decision will be welcomed by tourism operators who have been struggling after the bushfires. WA, South Australia and Tasmania still have domestic travel restrictions in place, while Queensland is likely to stay shut to visitors until September. And the Chinese government has criticised Australia for claiming a global inquiry into COVID-19 will investigate the origins of the disease. The World Health Assembly adopted a resolution for an independent review into the coronavirus response overnight. But the Chinese Foreign Ministry has refuted any suggestion the source of the outbreak will be investigated. The head of the WHO is promising the probe will be transparent and far-reaching.